This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. In an apparent policy reversal, the U.S. is expected to announce a plan to send its premier battle tanks to Ukraine in support of its efforts against Russia, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
As international reluctance to send tanks to the battlefield against Russians appears to be eroding, according to one U.S. official, the U.S. announcement is expected to come on Wednesday in coordination with an announcement by Germany that it will finally approve Poland's request to transfer German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. The news comes as frustration towards Germany was brewing regarding the hesitancy towards providing the tanks. Earlier Tuesday, Poland sent a formal request to Germany for clearance to send its own German-made Leopard tanks to Ukraine. When they did not get an immediate response, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said the German government was being evasive and acting in a way that is difficult to understand. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A Ukrainian artillery soldier said his infantry brothers in arms were having a difficult time near Bakhmut after firing Soviet shells towards Russian positions on Tuesday. Another serviceman of the same brigade added that Russian troops were deploying less reconnaissance drones, which led to more imprecise artillery fire towards outdated coordinates. Jacinda Ardern was officially replaced on Wednesday as New Zealand's prime minister after stunning the country by announcing her abrupt departure from the role last week. 44-year-old new prime minister Chris Hemkins was sworn in by New Zealand's governor general during a ceremony in the capital, Wellington. He called it the biggest privilege and responsibility of his life, saying, quote, "I'm energized and excited by the challenges ahead." Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. On the final day of her visit to Zambia, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said hunger and food insecurity are exerting a heavy toll on communities around the world amid the global fallout from Russia's war on Ukraine. Kathy Short reports from Lusaka.
Yellen spoke Tuesday in Chongwe, east of the Zambian capital, Lusaka, where she met with several female farmers.
In Zambia, around 2 million people face acute food insecurity, and nearly half of the population is unable to meet their minimum caloric intake requirement.
She said the U.S. will work closely with African countries like Zambia to develop its infrastructure and logistics capabilities. Kathy Short for VOA News, Lusaka, Zambia.
The Rwandan government said a fighter jet from the Democratic Republic of Congo violated its airspace on Tuesday as tensions soar between the neighbors over the DRC's volatile east. Kinshasa denied one of its aircraft had flown over Rwanda and slammed Kigali for an attack on the jet that said amounted to an act of war. Ties are already fraught between the neighbors, with the DRC accusing Rwanda of backing the M23 rebel group, which has captured swaths of Congolese territory in recent months. The judge probing the 2020 Beirut blast has charged Lebanon's top public prosecutor, the then premier, and other senior current and former officials in connection with the devastating explosion, judicial sources and court summons show, Reuters correspondent Edward Baran reports.
Judge Tariq Bitar unexpectedly resumed an inquiry on Monday after it was paralyzed for more than a year. It had been hindered by political resistance and legal complaints filed by top officials he was seeking to question. Bitar's previous efforts to interrogate top officials over the explosion had been hindered by factions, including the heavily armed Iran-backed Hezbollah. The group has campaigned against Bitar as he sought to question its allies, and it also accused Washington of meddling in the probe.
That's Reuters correspondent Edward Baran. A gunman who shot dead three people in what police say was a random attack was being hunted in the western U.S. state of Washington Tuesday. The attack came on the heels of two mass shootings in California that have left 18 people dead as the United States grapples yet again with the horror of spiraling gun violence. Find more on our website and the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com or follow us online on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.